Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were the author of our salvation, in that we were predestined in you before the foundation of the earth. And so thank you that you said, "Here I am, send me," and you came for us, and you dealt with the devil and sin, and you dealt with everything. You broke down every wall of hostility by living in the truth, showing the truth, and then dying for us so that we can now come home. And so we thank you for this wonderful covenant. Thank you, Lord, that we see in the original creation that you made everything in love and in harmony. And then the fall came, and then death came in. And we see even in the animal kingdom now, and we see a lot of this death. But thank you, Lord, we realize it's not a part of us. It's not a part of your original intention. And thank you, Lord, that we see so beautiful in Isaiah 11 that you are bringing things back to the original intention, where there is no killing, no destroying in your kingdom, your heavenly Jerusalem, your Mount Zion, and on this earth, Lord. So thank you, Lord, that you called us to stay with you in love and faithful love, and therefore we don't need to fear. Thank you, Lord, that this perfect love cast out all fear, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, even as we're reading this morning the story of Zechariah, faithful in his ministry, loyal, but he fears. But thank you, Lord, you showed your love there, and you will show your love to each and every one of us, because you are God of perfect love. And thank you, Lord, that we can have your perfect love as we draw close to you daily. And seeing you, seeing Jesus, seeing you, we find freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 1, verse 5 to 12. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abijah. And he had a wife of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Now it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to enter into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the hour of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him.
Hallelujah. So there we just see it, you know, he's doing everything right. He's in the light, but there's still fear. So this morning, the encouragement is just, you know, perfect love cast out all fear. And in Isaiah 11, we can see Jesus comes with the fear of the Lord. And it speaks here of the loving obedience. And that's what we also need to just take hold of. You know, there's that God makes everything, and he made everything for purpose. And so we just need to stay with him, and perfect love cast out all fear. And then the beautiful message that Gary sent last night, take hold of that. That's beautiful, because, yeah, the goodness has come. Everything has been done, and we need to just see Jesus now. I love it in Hebrews 2. It also speaks about there that there's a lot of darkness. We still can see a lot of darkness, but we must, it actually says we must look away from that, see Jesus. So when you're seeing Jesus, you're going to have the perfect love that he's got in store for you and your family and the body of Christ and for the world. So embrace that. Stay close to the Lord. Let the perfect love that casts out all fear take hold of you and let you arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Message that Gary sent.
As human beings in the spiritual realm, we make the mistake to not really think of the Heavenly Father as our very own Father. Why? Because we don't see him with our eyes, we think he is absent. It is because we think in the flesh. We might even think of him as an absent father, based on our human experience, from our own emotions, and how life has been for us. But if you think from the perspective of the Lord himself, How can he be visible if he is spirit? He is not a human being. He has not been created. He is the eternal creator, the living God, the beginning and the end. Can you imagine what the Father must be feeling with regard to how we see this? He comes into the flesh so that we could see him and hear him. As it says in 1 John, we handled him, we touched him, concerning life, the living one, the living God. He teaches us and says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. The Lord Jesus, which is God with us, therefore teaches us to pray like this, Our Father. He introduces us to his Father, which also is our Father. In Isaiah 43:1, we hear the Father saying, You are mine. I will not leave you as orphans. Will you not today realize that your Heavenly Father is trying to explain this to you and I, that he is your very own Father, and that you are his?